Hey, I'm Helen. I'm facing a serious problem.
Tell me.
I spent years building my brand, the name, the reputation, everything. Then, out of nowhere, someone filed a trademark that looks just like mine.
Published in the journal?
Yes, and it shook me.
You need to act quickly. In Bangladesh, that's when you file a trademark opposition, a legal way to block that trademark before it's registered.
So it's like stopping someone from taking over my trademark rights?
Exactly. Once a mark is published in the journal, any person who believes that mark could harm their brand can oppose it by filing a notice within 2 months. There are no extensions and no grace period.
But can someone oppose a trademark just because they don't like it?
No, never. There must be valid legal grounds. Let's break them down. The most common legal grounds are the trademark is identical or confusingly similar to an earlier registered mark or even a pending or well-known mark. It violates prior use or registration rights. It lacks distinctiveness to generic, descriptive, or common. The mark is deceptive, offensive, or violates public policy. It was filed with bad faith intent. It uses prohibited or misleading elements like national emblems or misleading terms.
So the opposition isn't just emotional, it has to be grounded in legal facts.
Absolutely. That's why the drafting of the opposition notice is so important.
Tell me more. Why is the drafting so critical?
Your TM05 opposition notice must clearly state the exact legal grounds, why the mark should be refused, the factual and legal background, any earlier registrations, usage history, and proof of likely confusion.
So not just, I don't like it, you must legally prove why it's wrong.
Exactly. A well-drafted notice sets the legal foundation. If it's vague or poorly written, the Director General may reject it outright or favor the applicant's defense.
So what's the full process of trademark opposition in Bangladesh?
Let's go stage by stage. Stage one, filing opposition notice and counterstatement. As the opponent, you file Form TM05 within 2 months of publication. No extensions are allowed.
And what happens next?
The DPDT forwards your opposition to the applicant, which must file a counterstatement, TM06, within 2 months.
And how can they defend their mark?
The applicant may argue their mark is different, they used the mark before you, your rights are not registered in Bangladesh, your opposition lacks evidence, you are not using the mark in Bangladesh, so no real confusion risk.
And they must also submit documents?
Yes, but that comes next. Welcome to stage two.
What do I need to submit?
You, as the opponent, must submit an original affidavit, either legalized or apostilled. This is called your affidavit in evidence.
And what documents should be attached?
You should include prior trademark certificates, sales invoices, marketing materials, proof of use in Bangladesh or globally, news articles, screenshots, customer feedback, domain or social media history.
Can I just email scan documents?
No, only original, legalized, or apostille documents are accepted. No scans.
Tell me more about legalization versus apostille.
To legalize, you sign before a notary public, submit to the Bangladesh embassy for stamping, send the original document to your lawyer. They verify it again with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Sounds like a lot.
Which is why apostille is easier if your country is in the Hague Apostille Convention. With an apostille, your government issues a certificate. It verifies your affidavit, you attach it to the original document, send to Bangladesh, no embassy involved.
And Bangladesh accepts apostille?
Yes. Bangladesh joined the convention on July 29, 2024, and began accepting apostilles from March 30, 2025.
Does the applicant also file an affidavit?
Yes. Once you send your affidavit in evidence by registered post, the applicant must also submit a legalized or apostilled affidavit, business registration, proof of sales, branding, packaging, any licenses or agreements.
So both parties must back claims with proof.
Exactly. Bare statements don't count. Documents win.
Can I reply again after they submit?
Yes, you may file a counter affidavit within 1 month. It's optional but useful to respond to any new claims.
What's next?
Then comes the hearing stage. DPDT sends a hearing notice, Form TMR-13. Both parties confirm attendance via TMR-07 within 14 days.
Is there any possibility for multiple hearings?
Yes, there can be multiple hearings if needed.
What happens during the hearing?
Both parties argue, clarify facts, and respond to the registrar's questions.
And after the hearing?
The Director General gives the decision. If the opposition succeeds, the trademark is refused or restricted. If the opposition fails, the mark proceeds to registration.
Is there any remedy if I lose?
Yes. Either party can appeal to the High Court within 2 months of the decision.
Let me summarize. Stage 1 is filing opposition and counterstatement. Stage 2 is affidavit and evidence from both sides. Stage 3 is hearing. Stage 4 is final decision.
Exactly right.
How long does the whole process take?
Usually 2 to 4 years, depending on complexity and response times.
That's long, but worth it to protect your brand.
Absolutely. But remember, every deadline matters, and even one mistake can cost you the case.
So where can someone go for help?
In Bangladesh, there's a professional law firm called Supreme IP. They're experts in trademark oppositions, drafting, affidavits, hearings, and even appeals.
Sounds perfect. How do I contact them?
Visit www.supremeip.com or message them directly on WhatsApp, +880-16-133-3333. You build the brand, Supreme IP defends it.